It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha. You know, every time I hear your voice, it makes me smile.
And hearing your voice makes me smile. So the feeling is mutual. Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Jim Francis of Kirkland, Washington. I said, take this equation, 14 plus 116 plus 68 equals 47. Now, obviously, that doesn't work mathematically, but it does work in a non-mathematical way, and I asked to explain. Well, the atomic numbers 14, 116, and 68 represent the chemical elements silicon, livermorium, and erbium, respectively, and the symbols for these elements spell silver, S-I-L-V-E-R, which has the atomic number 47.
Yeah, so y'all got real complicated while I was out, but that's but that's okay. You know, for the people that did play the puzzle, y'all did great. Out of nearly 500 correct submissions, Sherry Bone of Big Flats, New York, is the puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle, Sherry? And I have to say, you sang us a little ditty that you wrote about the puzzle, so I know the answer to this. It was a great ditty. But how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing over 15 years.
Well, I am glad that your time has finally come. What do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am writing children's books. I'm in the middle of writing a murder mystery. I paint. I'm a pandemic painter, and I garden. And I keep pretty busy.
All right. Well, Sherry, I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm more than ready.
Well, okay. It's about time. Take it away, Will.
All right, Sherry and Aisha. Today's puzzle is called Reversible Words. I'm going to give you clues for two compound words. Switch the order of the parts in one to get the other. For example, if I said support as principles and cause for a delay, you would say uphold, which means support as principles, and hold up, which is a cause for a delay.
Okay, got it.
Number one, a bit of movie filming that ends up not being used, and a dining option at a restaurant.
A bit of movie. How about outtake and takeout.
You got it. Number two, an aching head on the morning after. And place for a gutter on a house.
Okay, that one's pretty easy. Hangover and overhang.
You got it. A breakfast item you put maple syrup on. And a bakery container.
Pancake and a cake pan.
That's it. Try this one. A $10 bill in slang. And a cutting tool that needs two hands.
Something saw. A saw.
Yes. And what do they call it? A $10 bill is a saw?
A saw. Not a saw bill. A saw. Saw. Help me out here. Saw.
Saw hand. So you have a saw.
What is a $1 bill called in slang?
A buck. Saw buck. And buck saw. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
A decline in economic activity and refusal.
Decline in economic activity is a something down, refusal.
Starts with down, yes.
A downturn. Downturn and turn down.
You got it. Here's your last one. To distract from thinking about the immediate issue, and a spectator area immediately next to where horses race.
Oh, crap. I mean, oh, darn. A rail, handrail, a rail,
No, neither of those parts is right. If you distract someone, you get them thinking about something else, so you get them...
Off track. Track?
You got it. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's off track? Is it off track?
No, but the track is right.
The track, track side, off side track. Side track? Side track and track side?
Side track and track side. Good job.
Oh, my goodness. Woo, that was a tough one. But, Sherry, you did a great job. How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel excited that I'm done, and really excited that I'm done. But I feel good about the whole thing. This was great. I had fun.
Yes. Well, you did a wonderful job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Sherry, what member station do you listen to?
WSKG.
That's Sherry Bone of Big Flats, New York. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me. I had a wonderful time.
So, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from the screenwriter and comedian Mike Reese. Name something scary in two words. Five of the letters are vowels, which are all the same. And the consonants are all Roman numerals. What scary thing is this? So again, something scary in two words. Five of the letters are vowels, they're all the same, and the consonants are all Roman numerals. What scary thing is this?
I should be able to get this one, but I'm going to have to think about it. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, March 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Aisha.